one of your priority measures for the year, an education measure, getting some time on the floor this week, Senator, in the form of Senate Bill 949.
Yes, I was pleased that we were able to work through the perfection calendar to that point. I had a number of education bills filed, but I think that's the only one that's made it out of the Education Committee into the perfection calendar, and we were able to work through to it, take it up. We were working on a couple of amendments. We actually only added one amendment about making sure that schools are able to provide Braille teaching for reading for blind students or visually impaired students. We heard testimony on that in committee when that bill came through separately and was passed, I think, unanimously out of the Education Committee. And it was very compelling testimony, and when the senator requested that we put that on the bill, I was happy to do it, so he added that on in floor debate. We also had some debate over an amendment that would have restored mandatory retention in the bill. We had previously removed that because of a lot of pushback from some parents. That amendment was withdrawn, and we did have, I think, some meaningful debate about what was in the bill, how it would link into, for example, Title I funding and some other questions. Eventually, we had to lay the bill over because there was a contention between two senators over an amendment that had been offered. If we can work through that and resolve some of the differences there, then I think we'll be able to go back to that bill and take it up and pass it. It acknowledges that probably the most important skill that a child can learn is how to read and spell. The record in Missouri is not good on reading. Other states have suffered as well, and those states that have taken up something like 949 and passed it and applied it in their K through 3, especially learning to read, they have seen significant, if not dramatic, improvements in the reading levels of their students. Mississippi is one that I referenced on the floor that I'm sure parents can Google that and find out maybe what they did and how they did it and their positive results. We're looking at across the country even having significantly low reading skill levels, and it's broadly acknowledged that that's what drives young people out of education and into the arena of crime and welfare and other areas of lack of success. Reading is probably the most critical learning element that we have to acquire if we're going to be successful. And I have told others that if you teach a child to read and to love to read, you might not have to teach them anything else because they can learn anything else if they know how to read, especially in the age of the internet where essentially the Library of Congress is available to us in our pocket. There are a lot of things there. The bill requires schools to early identify reading deficiencies or dyslexia in students. It requires the school to notify the parents as soon as they have seen the deficiency, to provide special training in reading to the students, to offer training to the parents in how to help their children at home with homework and help them with learning to read. Just a number of things that essentially say, we will teach Missouri students how to read. A lot of the other things that go along with education, we can add to that, but we will teach them how to read.
Another measure this week heard in your Commerce Committee, the House counterpart to the Senate version of the energy bill that you also sponsor.
Yes, House Bill 2265. Representative T.J. Berry had worked very hard, even through the interim, and had been instrumental, very frankly, with both the Senate and the House bills. The House bill is designed so that the math is done a little differently than the Senate bill, but the effects are intended to be the same, which is to encourage companies to invest in infrastructure modernization. There are a number of things that were slightly different in the House bill. We heard testimony on those. We heard testimony from proponents and opponents, and it was much the same as we heard on 564. There's a lot of misunderstanding, frankly, to the bill. It is a technically challenging bill, and so there are areas where we can have differences of opinion about what the language says, but we're working to resolve those differences so that we all agree to what actually would happen if the bill passes. We're still working with the House bill to see whether we can move it through. The Senate bill is still in the Missouri House. It has not been changed, so it could be taken up by the House and passed, but we are also committed to working on the House bill. I think the House members think that there are some things in their bill that are better than what are in the Senate bill. I don't necessarily need to have an opinion on that, but I'll do my best to get the bill in the shape that we can pass it and that we can see Missouri's cost of energy increases decreased, or maybe even see some cost decreases over the next 10 or 15 years.